If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update on Kaya 959.
Been bringing you Kaya Biz this entire week. I'm speaking about the one and only Dzinga Kunta. Dzinga, there's a lot happening in the world of business, but I suppose maybe when there's a lot of uncertainty in the market, right, or just in the business climate specifically, you often see what's a store of value go up, and gold is one such.
Yes. A very good morning, Sizwe, the Seize the World team, and our Kai 959 listeners. So yesterday we saw Bitcoin rising to a new all-time high of $113,863.31. This is just a day after reaching another record high of over $112,000. And at the moment, it's also past yesterday's figure, which was driven in part by its reputation as digital gold. So Sizwe, you were right about people going to commodities like gold when there's not a lot, when there is a lot of risk happening, rather. And so that Bitcoin high was driven by a rally in tech stocks, Nvidia's a $4 trillion market cap, and that uncertainty that's playing out in the world markets.
Yeah, Nvidia, my goodness. Who would have thought you'd ever see a company that is being valued at so much? Yeah.
It's obscene almost.
Anyway, in South Africa, SARS continues to put in place measures, I suppose, to avoid the shortfall that they've been speaking about that's going to come in terms of tax collection. What's going to happen there?
Yeah, Sizwe, as you know, that there was an attempt to increase the VAT rate earlier this year when Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana announced in his budget in March 2025 that the VAT rate was going to change from 15% to 15.5%. Obviously, there was an uproar and that was reversed. But that reversal created an estimated revenue shortfall of around 75 billion rand over the medium term. So SARS is going to be trying to implement measures to recover as much as possible. And I think as taxpayers, we're going to feel a stricter or more desperate approach by SARS as they try and claw back any money they can during this tax season. Let's take a look at the markets quickly. U.S. markets were up at the closing bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 0.4%. S&P 500 up 0.3%. And the Nasdaq Composite ended flat. Markets in Asia are mainly high in early trade today. Hong Kong's Hang Seng up 0.5%. Japan's Nikkei down 0.3%. And the mainland Shanghai Composite added 0.4%. Closer to home, the JSE was mixed at the closing bell, but the All Share Index was firming up 0.1% at 97,364. In the last hour, the Rand trading at 17 Rand and 76 cents to the dollar, 24 Rand and 5 cents to the pound sterling, and 20 Rand and 73 cents to the euro. Bitcoin trading at $116,889, record high again, or 2,075,948 rand. Lastly, looking at the commodities markets, gold's trading at $3,330 an ounce, platinum at $1,354 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil at $68.88. I leave it there for now. It's been great being with you for the week. Google's back on Monday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay, so before you go, right, on Friday we have an open line, and generally listeners can ask us anything under the sun. Mm-hmm. So we've got a caller on the line, Ria from Randburg. Ria's got a question about travel insurance. Ria?
Hi, good morning to you and the team.
Yo.
I just want to find out from your team and the listeners as to whether or not it's worth it to take a travel insurance. And I'm asking intentionally because over the past few years, I always travel out of the country once or twice with my family. A lot of time I don't necessarily claim. But what happened last year, I went to Asia and I kept my laptop on the overhead compartment of the flight. And when I came back home, the laptop was just not switching on. I put through the claim with insurance and they found a reason to reject it. This time around, earlier in the year, I traveled out of the country. My son was not so well. When we get there, I took him to ER, came back home, and I put through the claim, and it was rejected. The reason for it to be rejected was something that I felt it was unfair. I'm traveling again out of the country next week, and I just feel like it's a waste of money, or it's becoming a waste of money, because in the two instances that I tried to claim, it didn't pay out, and there are a number of times which I take it and I just didn't claim because nothing happened. So I just want to find out from you and your listeners if they really had some positive experiences or if it's even worth it at all.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I don't know who's covering you, right? So I don't know where you're taking the travel insurance from. But generally speaking, insurance is never a bad idea. It's a garage purchase.
Yeah.
You don't buy it because you like to. You buy it because you have to. And I don't know if you've ever seen, for example, a family will be pleading for donations because somebody passed away while they're overseas. And this person now needs to be repatriated, for example, and the family hasn't got the money for that. It doesn't sound like your family would ever be in that situation. But the reason why you take travel insurance is for instances such as that, at its most extreme. Zing, I don't know what you want to answer.
Yeah, okay, it's not legal advice, you know.
Of course.
But I want to say that, sometimes,
Now go ahead.
I just wanted to say that sometimes it's a reason for you to be able to get into the country. I went to Brussels about 3 weeks ago, and they wouldn't let me in until I showed them my travel insurance, because they obviously think people are trying to run away to different countries. So on a very practical level, that's the one. Two, perhaps it's time to speak to the broker, the people who you buy the travel insurance from, and check what you are covered for versus what you think you may be covered for, because it sounds like there's a mismatch there.
100%.
And yeah, as you're saying, insurance will never be a bad idea. It sometimes is a grudge purchase, but when you think you don't need it the most, that's when you're going to need it.
Thank you very much. And it has been a pleasure having you standing in for Google this week.
Yeah.
Maybe you must come back one day and just do another show.
I'm trying to build my practice, guys.
We'll find a slot for you. Maybe you can do like a law show or something. We'll find you a slot.
Maybe get some experience in court first. Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Business update on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.